Hey guys, what's going on? I'm Swizzle.
I'm Rockin' Gamer.
And this is No Regrets 93.
And we are All Things Gaming. Hey guys, what's going on? This is Swizzle, and welcome to this week's episode of All Things Gaming, where we're going to be covering the EA Play Conference, RPG Maker coming out to consoles, Paralives, Xbox event rumors, and then we're going to dive right into the Animal Crossing update, and possibly talk about some Cyberpunk stuff, and just a little bit later on in the episode, we're going to have like a kind of get-to-know section for me, Rockin', and No Regrets to kind of give you guys our top five favorite games. So yeah, with that, let's go ahead and jump right into this.
All right, so the EA Play event was, what, a week and a half ago or so?
Yeah, about a week ago.
But it was all right. They didn't really have much to show.
Yeah, but,
the main big thing, though, was something we've been waiting for years. We've all been fans of the Skate franchise, and they finally announced that they're making a new game, but they didn't say for sure if it's a sequel, a reboot, or even if it was a remaster, so I guess we'll see about that.
And I know No Regrets is probably excited about that one, so you want to give us your take on that one?
I definitely feel like it's going to be good. This year, in general, has been good for skateboarding games to come back. I know that obviously the new EA Skate game won't be out this year, and most likely won't be out next year. But it's going to be great. It's going to be great. Skateboarding is bringing back into pop culture. It's definitely going to be good. And it expands out and it brings kids into this community that, you know, is great. The skateboarding community is great. The fact that the skate fan base commented EA so much that they decided they were going to do it. So big shout out to all the fellow EA Skate fans. You guys did great. You got them talking and you got them working on a new game.
Yep. And they also talked about after that, or I guess it was before that in the press conference, but they talked about Star Wars Squadrons, which they announced earlier that week. And it's like a spiritual successor or a kind of reboot to one of my favorite games of all time, which is the Star Wars Rogue Squadron. And it's going to have more of a multiplayer focus, but it does have a solo campaign, and they say it's no microtransactions. And it's only $40, too. And then it comes out on October 6th. So hopefully it's more like those games instead of like it's more like the Starfighter games that they had. I can't remember what they were called, but
Did they show off any Sim stuff?
Starfighter, I think.
I don't think they showed off.
No, they just showed that was coming to Steam.
Right, yeah, I know that, yeah, they're bringing all the EA stuff to Steam, which is great. I mean, that's good for them, because Origin kind of blows, but
and then they also had a little montage of Madden and FIFA, which they didn't really show much, and it kind of looks the same as this time, of this gen, even though it should be, you think would look better.
I don't know. I think every time I play FIFA, it's like, they do certain minor adjustments that make the game worth playing and again and again and again. Like, I think they're gonna have a new crowd system mechanic and stuff like that to make it more, like, hopefully more 3D and capture those, like, rivalry games.
I think the main thing is it's gonna load really fast to get into the game, and they'll probably have more hopefully like stadium stuff going on, because they have more of all that RAM to be able to make a bigger crowd size or make them higher quality.
Well, yeah, I think because sometimes when you watch, like, the Manchester Derby and stuff like that a couple of times, some people will set off, like, flares and stuff in the crowds, and, like, they'll do those giant smoke things, and it's always, like, cool to watch during the game, so I'm kind of hoping they introduce something kind of like that to bring the atmosphere from them, the rivalries and all that jazz to it, yeah. But
then they did show a montage of projects that are going to be a few years from now. And it looked like a Need for Speed game from Criterion, probably Dragon Age 4 that they showed from BioWare. And then they showed DICE's next Battlefield, a little tease of like the facial animations. If that's what it looks like, it looks crazy. And then Motive also is having an original game that kind of looked cool, but you couldn't really tell what it was yet because it was all still like textureless for the most part. But
Man, I honestly, I really have forgotten what all they showed on EA Play.
Yeah, it's been a
week and a half. Yeah, it's been a while, and there's been a lot of stuff going on. So I'm trying to.
Then they had a couple of the that they're working with smaller studios. EA does, and they're having a couple games from those that they showed. But to me, they just looked all right. They didn't look like anything crazy. Lost in Random was one, and the other one was from Haze Light, and that was It Takes Two. So.
Yeah, but other than that, I mean, let's be real, the jaw dropper was definitely the Skate announcement.
Yeah.
That was what stole the whole show.
Yeah, and you could tell that they don't have much until Next Generation, since it's in the middle of the generation swap, so.
Yeah, when they showed it off, all they really showed was that trailer. I'm hoping they just reboot it and call it Skate, but I guess we'll have to wait and see later on down the road.
I think it would be cool, too, that if EA decided to make, you know, with the new Skate game, if they did kind of like a virtual reality, kind of like on the PlayStation, to where you could do that and they had a controller, and like how Tony Hawk had the ride board, if they brought that into Skate. And I think that would be really cool, because you could have the VR, you could actually feel the movements and stuff like you're actually on the skateboard.
Yeah, I guess that would make that peripheral a better, but when I played it, it felt disconnected to the game when I played Tony Hawk Ride. But
well, actually, I was going to say, I don't know, with technology nowadays, they might be able to build like a faux board that has actual like wheels and stuff like that on it, and it's actually risen up off the ground, that like you could actually perform like tricks on it, and there'd be sensors all over the board. That'd be interesting, because you could be like, say you do a kickflip on that. I mean, obviously, it's going to be really hard to land it, because you have a VR headset on.
Also,
but
impossible with cable. VR headsets, you'd have to have one of the wireless ones, like a Quest.
That's true, yeah.
And even then, they're heavy on your head, so I don't know.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know,
they
maybe.
Can't see their feet either.
Maybe, yeah, maybe later on down the road when they, like
20, 30 years
from now. Yeah, perfect VR and make them really nice, slim glasses that you can put on and everything.
But then you can just skateboard in real life.
Yeah.
You would already be skateboarding in real life, basically.
That's true.
But yeah, onto our next thing was, Swizzle, I was wanting to talk about RPG Maker.
Yeah, RPG Maker MV. It's a program that's like a 2D, kind of 8-bit styled graphics. That's like the old school Final Fantasy type games you can make. I've delved with RPG Maker VX Ace. I've messed this with MV on my PC before. And they announced, I think today, that they're going to be bringing it to the PS4 and Switch come like September 1st. I'm guessing it's probably going to be like $50, because it's like a $90 program on Steam. But the trailer showed off the a couple of games, or an entire game someone made, and then it showed into the editor. So I'm like really excited about it, because they used to have it on the DS, which was wild, because I've never like pictured you being able to create a video game on a DS. But like to actually see that come to life would be really cool. So I'm probably going to pick it up on my Switch. I mean, whether it has a $60 hefty price tag or not, I'm definitely going to be picking that up.
Yeah. I've never really gotten into it, but I've thought about trying it to see how it is. But
I would definitely recommend trying it. It's not very hard. It's got its own library of stuff, so you can just select pre-selected stuff. If they do it anything like the PC version, there's expansions you can get that are like $3 or $4 for tile sets. There's a random person generator, so you can. There's not ever going to be the same person, which is I also got. There's also modding ability, but I don't know how well that would work on the Switch, but the PS4 might be able to open that up just a little bit. But other than that, yeah, there's not really that much info other than that on it. But yeah, I guess once I hear some more on that, I can bring that up in a later episode or something.
Yeah, and we're also going to talk about there's a game called Paralives, and me and Swizzle, we are big fans of The Sims games, and it's pretty much just like those, but an actual what the fans have been wanting with the Sims series, but by an indie developer, and it looks sick.
Yeah, I was just gonna say, yeah, you tagged me in that trailer that they showed off with the wind, the lighting. I'm gonna say it's a sim killer. Everybody on the trailer was commenting that if this is actually how the game's gonna be, and if it goes very well, odds are it's going to kill The Sims, which is a good thing because EA doesn't know what the hell they're doing anymore with that series.
Unless they're going to have a big thing maybe next year, Sims 5. But
if they do bring out Sims 5, they better take notes from Sims 3 and Sims 2 because they need to go back to that.
Yeah, that's pretty much what this game is because it's still open world like Sims 3. And it has, even though the art style is a little more cartoony, it has where you can just like click and drag any item in the game. Like even if the window, you can make it to whatever size you want. You can. There's pools already at launch, which Sims 4 didn't have. There's toddlers, which Sims 4 didn't have.
You said there was weather.
Yeah, there's dynamic weather all built in pretty much. And the day and night cycle looks really cool. And the trees and the foliage are not static like The Sims 4. They actually move in the wind and they look realistic and they have like different sizes.
And then he showed off the Parafolk like a couple weeks ago, if not like maybe a couple months now. And they look really cool. The customization looks awesome. It's like a dragon, like mess with type thing. Like he showed off the sliders for, I can't remember if they were sliders, but like the body adjustments were really good.
Yeah, it's kind of Sims 4, you can push and pull on.
Yeah. So I'm kind of looking forward. That game is getting developed right now. We'll keep you guys updated on that because that's something me and him have been following for a while now. And the more he produces, the more we'll be able to talk about, so.
Yeah.
The next thing you said was going to be the Xbox event.
Oh, yeah. There's Xbox event rumors. And there's going to be the event we know of. But there's rumors of the date. And the date right now is rumored to be the 23rd of July. And I'm hoping that it's not because I work on Thursdays.
Yeah, I'm hoping.
Or if it's in the morning before I go to work.
I'm hoping it's not that late in July. I'm kind of hoping it's sooner because, I don't know, it just feels like Sony's press conference was already, like, 2.5 weeks ago, and I kind of just feel like there's not really that much stuff coming out that we can really talk about right now, so we're kind of getting to those, like, get-to-know sections, you know, for each of, like, for all of us to talk about, and, I mean, I'm sure to do filler content, we're probably going to be adding, like, you know, just random tidbits about games that we like and stuff like that.
Yeah, and a little bit of, like, what our favorite characters would be or something like
that. Yeah, or just kind of favorite memories or something like that till we actually have some more news or the Xbox event happens or just kind of all that type of stuff. I don't know anything else on the Xbox event other than that.
Yeah, it's just that it's rumored to be on the 23rd. And they're also going to have that week of the 20th is the week. And they're also going to have, like, a whole thing where you can download demos and stuff for Xbox games. And I think it's mostly for Xbox One, not next gen. But sometime during that week is why they think that it's going to be that. Because, yeah, all week they're having the demos.
Yeah. I think after that we were going to be discussing the Animal Crossing update that comes out July 3rd. They're finally going to be adding the diving. Or the deep sea diving, swimming, so basically like swimsuits, new sea creatures, I can't remember anything else off that trailer. Oh, new items, obviously.
Yeah, there's gonna be like a,
like a mermaid set.
Mermaid themed, yeah, and then also, I always forget his name. He washes up ashore.
Oh, the, Gulliver.
Yeah, Gulliver. He's now a pirate, so we think that instead of you having to get rusted parts on the beach, you have to actually go out into the water and, die for his parts.
Honestly, out of all the events they could have added for that, that is the worst. Like, it's just basically, like, re-adding the same thing. And there's already memes about it, so, I mean, I don't know. I don't do Gulliver that much. I see him and I just walk past him. I'm like, I don't really have time to do this.
If you do it, I think he's the one where if you do it a certain amount, you get the golden shovel, I think.
I thought it was a watering can.
I think that's what it is.
Yeah, and I mean, yeah, that's cool, but like, I don't water my flowers. I don't really care.
Yeah, they only really need it when they're growing at first, and then past that, they don't.
I mean, if you're all for that
or
golden flower.
Get that.
But yeah, I'm not really that heavy. They also announced that after that, August is going to be their next part two summer update, and I'm guessing they're going to add shops with that. I'm hoping that they add a Leaf Shop, the shop for Kicks
Sahara
would be cool,
too.
And Sahara would be nice. Yeah,
and if Red would show up more often, that'd be great too.
Yeah, I think they need to alter that because like, I mean, he was on my island the other day, actually, when I got on to play, and I caught my first shark. That was nice. But other than that, yeah, they need to change just a little bit. I wish they'd add more custom slots. That's something that a lot of people want, so I'm hoping that they listen. But the new update sounds nice. It's going to be refreshing to get on there and be able to, like, swim and do cool stuff, so.
Yeah, and they also, within this last week, they announced more Pro Skater 1 and 2 remake stuff. I forgot about that. There's going to be a list of pro skaters that are coming to the game that they weren't having before. And I think No Regrets is going to talk about it. And they also announced the demo date, too.
So, confirmed demo date for the warehouse, obviously warehouse from the original Pro Skater game, is set for August 14th. So, it'll be the demo. So, you have that, and then in a month and a week from then, you'll have the full release of the game. You will have your basic, you know, one for $40, and then you'll have the deluxe edition for $50, which gets you the Ripper, the Powell Peralta character, the skeleton, which is pretty cool. It's going to be good to see a lot of those skaters back. You're going to have Steve Caballero back. You're going to have Cream Campbell back. Chad Meska. Yeah, they're going to have newer skaters, Letícia Bafoni from Brazil, very excellent street and vert skater. Lizzie Armanto, very, very good skaters. They're very awesome. Got very epic video parts. And Nigel Houston will be there as well, which is not a surprise. He's been in a couple other Tony Hawk games. And yeah, one rumor not confirmed yet is Tony's oldest son, Riley, who is a street skater for Baker Brand. So that would be cool to see a second-generation skater inside of that game.
Yeah, that'd be really cool. And, yeah, that's, I'm getting more excited with it every time I see something about it. Just one of those games, I think, that we'll all be talking about when it comes out. But, yeah, after that, I was going to talk just for a second on the Cyberpunk game, Cyberpunk 2077. It's one of my most anticipated games of the year. But they had a gameplay demo the other day that showed a lot more like of what each character when you start out will be, or that you can start out as. And it's going to have like a, whichever one you can choose at the beginning, I forgot what they're called exactly, but it's like Dragon Age Origins, where there's a different origin story for whichever character type you choose. I know one of them's like Corpo, it's like a corporate person. One's like a street person. And the other one's like you're starting outside of the city and you're like a mechanic or something. But they all look like the shit goes down at the end of them. So, and then it starts off the rest of the game. They showed that, and they showed something called Brain Dancing, which looked okay. It was like a Detroit Become Human-esque, where it went back in time and you could see other people's, through other people's memories that have died. So,
huh.
That's pretty interesting. But the gameplay looks good for the most part, and yeah, it looks like a really good game and I can't wait for it. So.
I don't know. I'm on the fence. I don't know. I better have internet to download it, but
it's going
to
be big.
Yeah.
And then there is going to be a PS5 and Series X version later down the line. And I'm hoping it has ray tracing and things like that, because it looks like the demo was running on a PC with ray tracing. So, And hopefully it'll have higher frame rates and all that, because it's probably going to be only 30 FPS.
Well, I need to update my graphics card then.
Right. Well, I guess we're going to go on to our Get to Know Us section. And for this show today, we have decided to go and go through and talk about our top 5 favorite games. So, I guess we'll have No Regrets start off.
Yeah, you can go ahead and start off.
Top 5, and this isn't in any order. Castlevania for Sega Genesis. Grew up playing this game. One of my favorites. You know, I wish I had a Sega so I could play it.
Right.
Need for Speed Payback, which a lot of people are going to be like, oh, why that one? Well, I understand the story mode was short, but, you know, you got through it fast. car selection was excellent in it. You know, you actually had your drag set up to where your car would actually do wheelies and stuff. You didn't have to mess with the camber. It did it all for you. And the derelict part they brought in was phenomenal. I mean, I understand they took it from the barn finds from Forza, but still great. You know, you get your old square body Chevy truck, your Bel Air, your Mustang, Volkswagen Beetle, which the off-road edition of that is freaking insane. And then you have the famous Datsun 240Z Fairlady, which is a very excellent car. Another game is MX versus ATV Unleashed.
Oh, that's a good one.
It's been in the action sports since I was a little kid, so that to me was awesome. NFL Blitz on the original Xbox. Man, the last one's going to be a tough one because I have a lot of favorite games. And last one is definitely going to have to be GTA San Andreas, without a doubt.
Mm. Yeah, that's one of the best.
Yeah, it's the best GTA, I think.
Do you want to go next, Sizzle?
Yeah, sure. I mean, mine don't really have to be in any order, but I'll go ahead and kick it off with the first Xbox 360 game I ever got, which is going to be Elder Scrolls Oblivion. The backstory on that's kind of funny because I was younger and my mom did league bowling and my grandma babysat us, and so I got my 360 arcade. I remember thinking about like what game should I get first. I was talking to Rockin about it a lot, and my grandma came over to babysit one night and she just gave me this game. She's like, "Here, do you want this?" And I was like, "Oh yeah, cool, it looks awesome. Look at the back of it. It looks like some cool medieval type game." So I plug it, I put it in, start playing it. Whoo, man, that game blew me out of the water. I never heard of the Elder Scrolls series before that, and I think I dumped probably 80 hours in that game in the first 2 weeks I owned it. The character customization wasn't the greatest, but it gave you enough freedom. The open world was phenomenal. Like, it was a sense of adventure. Like, you could be whoever you wanted, like, make your own class. So yeah, I dumped a lot of time into that game, and it's still one of my favorite Elder Scrolls. I mean, everybody likes Skyrim. I'm anticipating Elder Scrolls 6. I'm looking forward to that, but that's going to be like 5 more years from now. So, leading on to that is going to be the Mount & Blade series for me. I like the more open world type, make your own story type games. I'm going to say Bannerlord's probably the best out of the series in my opinion, due to the fact that it's more modern. The gameplay mechanics are awesome. The sieges are beautiful. The battles, I mean, it's buggy right now, the crashes, but after you look past all that, it's early access. The content they keep adding is nice. Like, they just added like 150 new girls that you could marry and stuff like that. So, but I mean, they crash the game when you try and marry one of the new ones. So I mean, it's kind of like a love-hate thing. They're adding like over 200 new weapons and armor soon. Yeah, it's pretty cool. I like the updates are going to be nice. They're branching out on the create your own kingdom tool. So yeah, that's going to be really cool. My next one's going to be the Sims series. Preferably like Sims 1 to Sims 3. I don't really care for Sims 4. It's not the greatest Sims. I got it day one, loved it, then started hating it, went back to Sims 3. Sims 3 is probably my favorite. I play that the most. I think one family I dumped, like, I was 100 and some in-game weeks into it, so probably well over 200 hours. I don't know, I just like that one because the open world. Sims 2 is great, but it's just the graphics and the...
You
can't turn things diagonally, and I know that sounds stupid to get mad about, but like, it really helps out when you're building.
Especially when Sims 4 added that, or Sims 3 actually, when they added the diagonal. Yeah. That blew my mind.
There was no getting around that. So Sims 3 is my go-to. I played Sims Bustin' Out and stuff like that. Those are fun too. I don't mind those. I've played Sims Medieval. Those were like all right. I don't really care that much for them. The next on the number 4 is definitely going to be the Battlefield series. I love Battlefield. I like Squad on the PC, but like Battlefield's my go-to because I grew up playing that more with my buddy, and we used to roll around and just wreck people's lives. Yeah, fly people's planes. Like, I remember just sniping people. Like, it was, the warfare was really intense sometimes. Like, I loved it. It's just, I wish they'd come out with, I hope the next Battlefield's a really good, like, another reboot of it to make it more modern and not, like, more futuristic.
The modern one, too, because I'm tired of the...
The World War II crap, yeah, where I can't...
Or Vietnam, even, too. Black Ops does the same thing.
I don't know. Vietnam was, Bad Company was really good. People hated that game, but I loved that game. I remember playing it a lot, and Bad Company 2 was really good in my opinion, but that's the first one I ever played. and then probably number 5, EVE Online. I haven't played this in a while because obviously no internet, but again, it goes back to the part where you can be whoever you want. If you don't know what EVE Online is, it's a massive multiplayer. It's an MMORPG space theme, basically, where the whole game is ran by players. The only time CC Corp steps in is to update the game and to ban people. what really made me get into it was back in when I was in high school, they had this battle happen between two of the largest factions of the time, and it ended up costing people... I think they were roughing it close to, like... $100,000 real dollars in damages. Yeah, it was insane. And it all started just because one of the players from one of the enemy clans did not pay his membership for that month. So their shipyard that they had stocking all their warships at went up for grabs, and it just blew into this massive battle. I remember seeing screenshots of it, and there were literally thousands of real players in that.
Yeah, I know that they invest real money into their ships and stuff. So
when they
destroyed, they basically lost that money. So there was $100 million?
It wasn't in the millions. It was definitely like 100 to 300,000. I don't remember the numbers exactly because it's been forever. But I know there were a lot of capital ships, and those go for 30 grand a piece, real life money, which is ridiculous. That's why, I don't know, I love that game because everything in that game that you can buy has been built by a player.
It's been regulated by the players, too. The economy's regulated by them.
Yep.
They only step in if shit gets bad.
Yeah, like I said, they only step in if, like, somebody's cheating or, just anything like that. EVE Echoes has an announcement date, too. It's in August, mobile, I think? Version, right? Yeah, EVE Echoes is the mobile EVE. I got into the test flight for iPhone on it. And it was pretty good. I didn't mind playing it. I will say they better fix the UI because for mobile, it was really hard to read because there's so much information on the screen at once. But yeah, other than that, that's definitely going to be my top 5 favorite games. I mean, there's a lot more because I've been gaming since I could pick anything up. Yeah. I mean, yeah, like Pokemon and stuff is cool. Like, I grew up playing that. I grew up playing, like, you know, all the Mall Tycoon, like SimCity.
Mall of America Tycoon is one of
them. Yeah, I had Mall Tycoon. What was it? Mall Tycoon, the original one, I think. And then I also had Skateboarder Tycoon, where you could build your own skate park. That was cool. And I remember running that on my mom's potato of a computer in our basement. But
she had that potato computer and fell. 2006 on
dial-up. Oh god, yeah. I like
2008 or
something. When my sisters were done playing their Barbie Adventure games, I got on there and was playing Mall Tycoon. But I guess that leaves Rockin'.
Yep. I have mine my fifth favorite game down to the top, but it always changes for me, and I'll think of a game randomly sometimes. I'm like, oh, that game's actually probably higher on the list, but for right now, number 5 on my list is Rock Band 3. I always loved the Rock Band games, or Guitar Hero games. I started off in 2006 when Guitar Hero 2 came out. My brother got the Explorer guitar bundle for the 360. And him and his friends were playing it, and when they were left, they left the controller there and everything. And without them knowing, I snuck in and played it. And from then, I just fell in love with the series. And I was able to play on Expert and all that. And then I remember seeing something about Rock Band. And Tips and Tricks was a game magazine that used to be a game magazine when those were things. And they had cheats and stuff, and that was a thing, too. And they also had previews. And when I saw Rock Band, I was like, what the hell is this? Like, it didn't make any sense to me. And then a year later at the 2007 E3 on the Xbox stage is when they revealed the game and showed it off. And not Peter Molyneux, he was where he worked for them, but what is his name? He used to be the guy that used to be the CEO of Sega, and then he went on to be from EA. I can't remember his name.
I have no idea, yeah.
He was playing the game, and he accidentally pressed the start button on the stage of E3. So it turned off, or paused the game. But anyways, once when I saw that you could play the drums, and I've been a drummer since like 12, I think is when I started playing real drums. So when they had that was going to be in the game, I instantly had to have it. But back then, my parents weren't that good at, you know,
luckily, I got the full band kit for Christmas and brought it over.
That right there is what, and then I instantly played the drums on it, instantly fell in love with it, and I just had to have it. So I just bought the game by itself, and then just played with the Guitar Hero 2 controller I had, and then I started getting to singing on it with a microphone for the Xbox 360 headset, and then I got a microphone, and then I finally got the drum set, and then the rest was history from there. And then when Rock Band 3 came out, I went and rented it the first day. And I played the hell out of it. And it's just one of my favorite games of all time because of that. It's just, music's like one of the biggest parts of my life. So, and video games is my second biggest part of my life. So then coming together is like the perfect storm. So, yeah, that's my favorite of the bunch because of the soundtrack. It's like the perfect blend of newer music, older music, and some like different stuff. Like they'd have stuff from like Cult of Personality by Living Color, and all the way down to some like Spanish songs. Like, I can't even remember their names. But
to country songs, even. Yeah. Like,
and then of course, I bought like 1,000 songs, and I've also modded the game. You can mod it with a huge modding community. It's so much fun. And then my fourth game, favorite game, which is kind of tying into one of Swizzle's favorite games, is The Sims 3. And that was my favorite because of, like I said earlier, with the diagonal furniture and being more details, and then the cars were insane, and then the modding support was better. And there's a guy called Fresh Prince Creations that I found.
Yes,
and he creates some of the best looking like car models I'd ever seen back then. And I downloaded over 100 of them on Sims 3, and I would build big mansions and have like a 20 car garage with all these different cars in it. They're modeled off real ones, and I always have big dynasties, and I liked how you could really have a big dynasty in that game.
And that's when they introduced that Inros. Isn't that his first?
Yeah,
story progression.
Yeah. And also, but Sims 3 kind of had a built-in
progression world. Was.
And yeah, and how the other Sims could just live their lives, and it was insane. But yeah, I like the rest of the series, but yeah, like he said, Sims 4 is not that good, and it's way too much money for all the expansions.
Yeah.
And then my third favorite game is Modern Warfare 2. Now, I loved the first Modern Warfare, and it's always back and forth, which is to my favorite, because the first one was the one that got me into the Call of Duty franchise. And then but the second one was the one that really, like, that I really got down and dirty with the multiplayer. Because one of my other picks on my list, it was one of the first games I started playing. The first game I played on Xbox Live was Halo 3. And after that, when Modern Warfare came out, is when I really started to, because of the customization in the game, so I'd really play a lot to try to get to the next thing, get the gold, deagle, and all that. It was so much fun. And then my second favorite game is Halo 3, and that was the first game that I played on Xbox Live with other players. And me and Swizzle were, what age would we be in 2007?
Oh, God. That was 13 years ago. We'd be 13.
Yeah, somewhere around there.
13, 14.
He never really had much internet, and when we got internet, I didn't know how to hook it up to a modem or anything, and it was just one of the one-plug modems where there's only one Ethernet cable, so you had to unplug the PC, which would make my dad mad, and put it into the modem. And then once when that got going, me and him are screaming like little girls because we finally got it to connect after like 3 or 4 hours of having problems.
I remember that first day we connected and your dad came in ready to use the computer and he's like, what the hell? Why can't I get on here? And you're like, I'm playing internet. I'm playing Xbox Live. And he's like,
well, why'd you do that? Like, the modem, you just take the computer off of it.
Those days were funny because he used to come in and get pissed because he couldn't get on Facebook.
That's where I came up with my gamer tag, which I'm still using today, Rocking Gamer, which I think that was like the best gamer tag I could have come up with on the spot. I like music and and video games.
I forged mine over esports. That's like that was my competitive name, Swizzle, and I just stuck with it.
Where'd you get yours from, Neurograss?
Because he has no regrets.
We're the Millers.
That's what I figured.
Oh my god.
Where regrets is spelt with an A instead of an E. And so that's where that came from.
That's amazing.
Halo 3 also had my... the day it came out, me and Swizzle and a few other friends played through the campaign all in that first day. In split screen.
That was wild.
And yeah, I love the story of it. It had the best story of this franchise. And the multiplayer had a lot of customization. Like getting the Hayabusa armor.
Oh, God.
That was really cool to try to get. And yeah, that was my second favorite game. And then my favorite game of all time is GTA 4. Mm. And that's my favorite one of the GTA series because of the story. Even though it, you know, of course it lost all the humor and stuff that San Andreas had. And all the wacky, crazy stuff. But, even though it got rid of that, the story... the reason I liked it is because the story was a lot more serious and more like movies like Goodfellas or The Godfather, where it's a lot more serious in tone.
Yeah, it showed like that hard life of being an immigrant coming over to the U.S. Yeah,
and coming up, rising up the ranks of the criminal underworld and stuff. Mm-hmm. And back then, too, the physics, Euphoria engine, when I first saw that, and, like, even just Nico being able to walk up each exact step and walking up a staircase blew my mind. Because before, when you know, a character running up a staircase, they just kind of,
like, blob through it.
Like, mush along.
Yeah, and this had actual physics where his feet would land on each step.
Yeah, and it blew my mind. And then, also, when you hit... you get hit by a car and the physics are a lot more looser than GTA 5 and you can fly a lot farther.
And the car damage is better in GTA 4 than GTA 5 in my opinion.
Yeah, and then even though it's more floaty to drive and there's no customization really, but the online multiplayer on that was so much fun because it wasn't, you know, about just trying to make all this money like GTA 5 is and grinding.
Yeah, this was literally just, hey, let's go to the...
and have fun.
Let's go to the swing set glitch with a bus from downtown and just...
Yeah, that's one of my favorite memories is we all, me and a couple other people, we all got a bus and did that. And the bus went so high up in the air, it went past the skybox, and then they came crushing back down, the people that were in it.
That's amazing. I love that. Didn't they patch it and then everybody got so pissed that they put it back?
It was a rumor that they were going to patch it, but but they saw, of course, that the community loved it. So
well, yeah, it's one of those like
mess up the game, but it enhanced it.
It gives you something to do, like if you're high, you just go up to him.
And then I just love the story of it and the characters and the graphics to it. And back then were mind blowing with the especially on an HD TV, it looked so sharp and beautiful. And then the expansions were good too.
They really were like, what was the first one? Lost in the Damned.
Lost in the Damned, but the bikers.
Yeah, the bikes they added with that were really cool.
Right, and then more classic rock.
I don't know. I felt like I saw the Ballad of Gay Tony and I'm like, this doesn't look that cool because you're like a nightclub type thing. But then I played it and I'm like, wow, this is really good.
And it really made it more of like what GTA 5 would be, which is more wacky and crazy. You could parachute and there was cooler cars and stuff.
I loved going into the clubs as the bouncer and like... He, like, as he was shimmying through people, he was, like, dancing a little bit. And, like, when you walk past people, he'd, like, move them out of the way and stuff. It was really cool.
I guess before we'll end, I guess we can each talk about a game you've been playing lately.
You can go ahead and start since you were the last one to talk.
All right. I've been playing a lot of, I think last night and a couple of nights before. It's only been a few days. I started playing through the Halo games again. And I've beat Reach already and Halo 1 already. in like, what, 6 hours? This is the fastest I've ever beat. I kind of speed ran through it to the best of my ability, but I was on easy, so it was incredibly easy. I walked past half of the enemies, but just to, yeah, get the story through, I'm in Halo 2 now, but it's just so I can get the story through to 5, because I never beat 5, and then that way I can get the story done for Infinite, so. So I know what's going on.
Obviously I have no internet still, so I can't play Valorant, which is what I would love to be playing right now. But I have been playing Bannerlord a crap ton. I'm in love with that game. I don't know. It's just really good. Like, I mean, it's slowly getting repetitive because the people I'm part of the Volandians don't really like doing war that often. But when we are in war, it's epic battles. Like, I think right now it's me and the Kuzates, or Kuzates, whatever, however you say that. We have like 20,000 troops between our nations split. Yeah, it's 20,000 on our side, 20,000 on their side. And Batania had like 18,000, but they're down to like 7 right now because we're at war with them too. And like, it's crazy. Like, I saw about Siege the other night that was 1,000 versus like 1,200. And it was ridiculous. Like, I obviously lagged my computer, so, like, I stayed way back and couldn't actually fight. But I imagine if you have a really good PC, like, those would be the times to run those types of battles and all that. Like, other than that, though, I don't know. I've been dabbling in Animal Crossing some more. I haven't really played it since, like, a couple months ago. I don't know, it just got really repetitive and I got tired of not really doing anything.
Yeah, I played every morning for like 20 minutes just to get the store stuff done.
And the message in a bottle and stuff, yeah. I need to get back on that grind of doing that, because I'm still on like that 3-star island status and I want to start building up like my vision of it. But other than that, I think that's it. Yeah, I think that's all I've been playing. What about you, No Regrets?
Been playing a multiple variety of games lately. Need for Speed Heat, because they finally added that to EA Access, which is nice. The game's been out almost a year. I've been playing that. I like the difficulty in it, because during the day, you know, your day races is where you earn most of your money. At night is where you earn your rep.
Huh, that's a cool idea.
So, with night, obviously, you race. The cops are going to get you more at night. They won't mess with you during the day. So, you'll get a heat. So, you have 0, which is what you start out with the night. Racing will get you up to 1. And you can crash cop cars. You can take them out of pursuit. That will increase. And the higher your heat level, the faster you earn rep to unlock more cars and performance parts. And then I've also been playing BMX Street Pipe still. still rad. I mean, they haven't updated it recently, but still, it's a fun game for me. It's set up basically like the skate games. So you basically use the analog sticks, and, you know, I have a PS4, so R1, R2, L2, L1, and all that good stuff. And so you could, like, do backflips, you could do front flips, you could do tail whips, you can do nothing air, you do Superman air, you do seat grab. You have a wide variety of tricks that you can do. And they have their community center, which is basically a really good street map, in my opinion. So those have been what I've been playing lately. Oh, and everyone's favorite game at the moment, Fortnite. And I will say this, this chapter's map, I'm actually impressed with it, because everything, you know, most of the map is underwater.
Yeah.
And eventually you unlock Jason Momoa, Aquaman. So it's actually pretty cool. I mean, the challenge is you have Loot Shark now, which is awesome.
What the hell is that?
Okay, so basically, the Loot Shark is, it's the shark, and you kill it, and you get loot out of it. So, like, guns, med kits, bandages, shield potions, all that stuff.
Oh, that's cool. So, it's kind of like the pinatas, but, like, more...
Yeah, like, pretty much, like... And the shark can kill you after, like, 2 chomps, even if you have, like, full armor.
Yikes.
Like, full shield, it can kill you. So, it's pretty crazy. But, yeah. And they changed a lot of the map up with that stuff, too.
Yeah, I saw it was flooded. What's the new event that's coming? Like, they did the Travis Scott thing. I heard there's a new concert coming.
It's gonna be Diplo, Noah Cyrus, and someone else. I can't remember. I'll have to get on there and find out. But that is either just happened or is coming up.
Yeah, I can't remember when. I saw bits and pieces of the Travis Scott thing, and I don't... I like some Travis Scott music, but, like, seeing it in the game was really cool. Like, the visuals were super cool. The way, like, they had him moving around the map was awesome. Like, I'm sad I missed it, but at the same time, like, it was cool to see videos on it. And it's cool to see that Fortnite can do that.
Yeah, and they still have the Deadpool yacht in this new season. So that's great. You can get on there and it'll be like the Deadpool logo on it and stuff. And it's pretty cool. I still like it. They changed the... The big thing in the middle of the map that everyone would go to. I'm trying to remember what it was called.
The towers?
No, it's... I'll have to look it up and talk about it in the next episode. But they call it the Authority now. And it's pretty cool. And then, like, you can jump boats. Obviously, you'll have more room to use the boats and stuff because you'll have more water coverage, which will be great. But at the same time, it sinks because if you can't find a boat and you're far away from the storm, you're pretty much screwed.
Yeah.
I did hear that they played the movie Inception, I think, inside of it, the first movie, and they're going to do more movies.
Oh, that's what it was. That's what the event was that I was thinking of, was Inception. Yeah, that's what I was thinking of. But yeah, I did hear about the Diplo thing, too. That's crazy that they can play movies in there. That's awesome.
Right, and there's, like, a big screen on a hill. People were jumping around to watch it. I don't know. How does that even work? Do you just join a normal match? And
I don't know. I don't.
Still killing each other around it?
No, nobody can kill each other. I know when it's an event type thing like that, nobody can kill each other, but you can all hang out.
I think it's a thing. It just says event. What is it?
Probably just like an event room, yeah. And then you click it and it goes in and like.
I don't play it. I play it somewhat, but it's been months.
I hate Fortnite. I will not lie. I do not like Fortnite. I'm bad at it.
I'll play Fortnite over PUBG. I will say that.
Unless they're adding cars soon to Fortnite, too. Or something like that.
And I will also play Call of Duty Warzone over Fortnite and PUBG.
Oh, God. I'll play Warzone over any of those.
Oh, yeah, they had the 200 player came out for that.
Oh, God. I need internet.
So there's 200 players. 50 squads of 4 players.
That's wild.
God. I wish it would be the solo. That'd be crazy. 200 people solo.
Whew.
That'd be wild, actually, because everyone's just gunning for each other.
See, I used to play reserved in Warzone, but then I started watching people play it, and I'm like, you know what? You got to be ballsy to make those good plays, and like, I started getting really good at the like 1v3s and stuff. Like, and I haven't played it in so long. I'm probably trash again.
Yeah. I will say this, the Gulag is trash because there's hackers. Definitely still hackers. It's good that they caught a lot of people when the game first came out, the expansion first came out. They caught, what was it, like 300 people within like not even a month of hacking or something. Some crazy number like that.
Now it's like, I saw a video of Nate Shot.
Like 7 million people.
Yeah, I was going to say, I saw a video of Nate Shot was playing. I saw it on his Instagram and... I showed you at work. It was that video of that dude with iron sights doming people out of midair and, like, flicking to everybody on top of buildings, just killing everyone with iron sights. And Nate Shot's like, somebody give this man a contract. He's so good. And it was so funny to watch. I was like, oh, my God.
Like, people would be from literally, like...
Oh, my God, yeah.
...miles away. And he just literally turned towards him, and all of a sudden, his iron sights zoom in... Headshot.
Yeah, he, like, people would start flying back in from the gulag, and the second they loaded on the map, his aim, with iron sights, and just bloop, bloop, bloop.
Yeah, and then he pulled up and shot him as a parachute.
That's so wild that, like, I mean, I used to hack in CS, I won't lie, just because I got bored.
But that's CS.
Yeah, that's a dead game now. Valorant's all about.
Or Fortnite, or...
Yeah.
Uneven Gaming 2020.
Oh my God, Resurrection, hashtag 2021. Look out for the announcement post, guys.
So, yeah.
Check your Twitter handles.
Swizzle was in a pro. I had his own pro team.
Yeah, I owned Uneven for, like, 4 years before I shut it down. We had a Hearthstone player who was ranked top 25 in the world. He played for us for a little bit. I had a COD roster that was going to go to Anaheim. I had multiple CS rosters. I used to play professional or semi-professionally for CS. I want to get back. I had a couple offers for Valorant, but that was in the beta and I lost internet. So I haven't been able to meet up with anybody, and kind of sucks, but
yeah.
But yeah, other than that, I think that's all we.
Unless, does anybody have anything they want to say or any game they want to think of talk about that looking up to forward to?
I'm, as stupid as it sounds, I'm looking forward to RPG Maker. I mean, I'm going to look forward to doing taking my Switch back to work so I can work on a game and mess around on that.
Yeah, but the game I can't wait for is, yeah, Cyberpunk, like you said earlier. It's one of those games that I think it's going to be, like, easily a Metacritic in the upper 90s. It's going to be, I think, maybe one of the greatest games of all time.
It'll be a contender for Game of the Year.
Yeah, because in 8 or 9 years they've been developing it, and usually if a game's that long where they've not had problems, which supposedly it's been smooth for the most part, other than COVID and stuff. And then they're just trying to fix bugs now because they delayed it till November.
Well, at least it's not November a Star 19, Citizen. So. At least it's not like forever Star Citizen. Develop, yeah, forever developed with no content. I swear they took the money and ran.
Probably.
Like, I know they have a lot of setbacks with that game. But yeah, other than that, I think that's going to conclude this episode.
This has been All Things Gaming.
Yeah, thanks for listening. If you guys liked what you hear, don't forget to follow us on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts. Leave us a 5-star rating. If you enjoyed what you heard, it helps us move up the algorithm so more listeners can come in and join and enjoy the content that you guys are enjoying.
Always rate and keep following us. And this is Rockin' Gamer out.
This is Swizzle out.
No regrets signing out for All Things Gaming.
Have a good day, guys.